Good afternoon, Teresa. Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes, good afternoon. It's perfect. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Okay, before we start, give us a background to who you are exactly in, as regards the Integration Office.
Okay, so I work as an Integration Officer for the Immigrant Council of Ireland, and I work generally on projects integrating migrants or people of migrant backgrounds into wider Irish society. And part of my work is to respond to racist incidents that people are bringing to our attention.
Okay, I just want to mention something. Earlier on, I was talking to someone from CrossCare, and there's a new website going up for Irish people who are going away, immigrants, and it's called Mind How You Go. Is there anything, is that what the Integration Office is? I mean, apart from all the other things, but to tell people what they should be doing before they come here, maybe, or, you know, be prepared, in other words.
Yeah, we wouldn't reach that far, actually. We actually, you know, because of the issue of staffing, we wouldn't have the capability to go and prepare people for the journey before they reach Ireland. We work with people who are already here in Ireland.
Okay. Well, give us some of the experiences that they've had here, and also some of the reports of racism. Indeed, I thought that initially that have died off. Is it not getting any better?
Well, in general, people have very good experience, I think, in Ireland. Ireland is a very welcoming country. Unfortunately, there is also an issue of racism. There are certain people who don't believe that immigrants are entitled to live in Ireland for many reasons. They don't welcome them here, and they express that in behavior or verbally. So we running helpline for people who witnessed or experienced racism, and that helpline started in 2011. And every year we are recording increase in reports. Last year we recorded 51% increase. The year before it was 85%. We don't believe that because of that there is a bigger level of racism in Ireland. We believe that people are more aware about the services we provide, and they are more, they have more courage in coming up with the incidents and reporting them to the authorities.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's because they know you're there now. They have somewhere they can go.
Exactly. We believe that, we believe that due to the annual campaign that we're running with the National Transport Authority and public transport providers, I'm not sure if you noticed last year and the year before posters that they were around the city on public transport buses or Luas around March. This year it's going to be in April, and we're hoping to go with this campaign nationwide.
Okay. And the instance that you talk about, is it mostly verbal or is some of it physical?
Well, to be honest, verbal harassment is the most common form of abuse. However, usually it's just a part of the whole incident. Usually there are other elements to it. For example, 1 in 10 incidents involve some level of physical violence. The other would also involve property damage or racist graffiti or threats of physical violence.
And is there, can you categorise the people who are doing it? I mean, a lot of people talk about it, a lot of the youth, or is it right across the board? There's no age to these people that are doing this type of thing.
Who are doing or who are experiencing?
Who are doing it, rather, yes, yeah, sorry.
Oh, who you, okay, sorry. Yeah, well, perpetrators really are mostly adults. However, nearly 25% of people who committed racism are people under 18 and young children, and that's quite worrying.
Can I ask you, is there anything that you think that needs to be done in, say, legislation? I know there is some legislation there, rather. Is there enough there for to cover this, and are enough people being brought up to the courts?
Yeah. To be honest, the legislation that we have right now is not fit for purpose anymore. There's only one piece of legislation in criminal law that is addressing the issue of racism. That's the Inciting to Hatred 1989 Act. And the act is so outdated that there is less than one conviction a year under this piece of legislation. There's been a work done by the University of Limerick around bringing new piece of legislation. Hopefully that might happen even this year, and that's very much needed. But legislation is not everything. Also, training for frontline staff like Gardaí or social welfare workers or people working in hospitals. They don't have enough knowledge what racism is. They don't have enough knowledge how damaging effect it has on the victim, their family, and the community at large. So training is also a second part of the strategy that the Irish government should adopt to combat racism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, there is a lot of education out there, but you don't think there's enough. For instance, like, I mean, all the multiculturalism that is there now, especially with the schools now, Educate Together and all like that. Has that alleviated the problem in any way at all? In educating, especially
sure,
with children young?
Yeah. For sure. You know, starting educating children, that's the first step. Because people can be more comfortable around each other, around different cultures, and they can understand each other. But also educating people who probably, you know, grew up in Ireland when it was more unicultural, and mm-hmm. there wasn't that many other cultures around. That's also an issue that should be also addressed. But educating people about multicultural is not enough. We have to also specifically educate people about racism, what it is, because people have very narrow understanding of racism. They think of it more as maybe a hardcore segregation like you had in South Africa. Mm-hmm. However, even name calling has a huge damaging effect on the victim. People are traumatized by that incident, and some of them, they have even fallen into depression.
Wow. Yes, I mean, I can imagine the effect. I'm sort of stuck for words there because I thought it really that it had abated and been alleviated in a lot of sense, but obviously it's still going on quite heavily. Now, as far as the like a lot of Irish abroad, especially in America, undocumented migrants here, is the situation getting any better? It was promised by one of the ministers last year that things were going to get better and to be fast-tracking process and stuff like that. Has that part of it gotten any better?
Well, that development is very much needed in Ireland. I'm not sure exactly where the legislation is right now, because mm-hmm. that wouldn't be a part of my job, but our organization is following that quite closely, and we're hoping that will be introduced soon.
Yeah, the reason I'm saying that actually is because, I mean, a lot of people that wouldn't be, for the reason that we put out earlier on, that you're getting more people coming to you because they know you're there. But if people are undocumented and they're suffering any type of abuse, they'd be afraid to go to anybody, wouldn't they?
Yeah. To be honest, the approach that we have very close relationship with Garda Intercultural and Diversity Office, so-called GRIDO, and the approach they're taking when people are coming over reporting racism is that they don't really inquire about people's legal status in Ireland, because they are there to help with the racist incident. And that's what we really support, because people who might be undocumented in Ireland might have that fear that mm-hmm. if they go and report harassment, they might be deported. And that's why the issue of racism is not tackled. So we are supporting this approach, and we would encourage everyone to really follow that lead.
Okay, and finally, Teresa, the projects of your organisation, the public awareness and the campaign continues. You're advocating a national strategy. Are you getting any feedback at all from the government, and are you getting much help?
Well, we constantly in consultation process with different TDs or governmental officials and giving our opinion about that. And we would really like the government to consider introducing a national anti-racist strategy alongside the integration strategy that is going to be introduced hopefully this year. Because integration is one thing, but tackling racism, it's very much a big problem that's that needs to be tackled in different ways separately from the integration strategy. Mm-hmm. So we will be pushing for that in the coming year.
And I imagine that when you're dealing with the government, that you've found is a lot of people have that. They may say we're going to do something, but it takes them so bloody long to do it.
Unfortunately, I think because there is not enough awareness that racism is a big issue in Ireland, because there is a huge issue of underreporting. We don't have a nationally run reporting mechanism yet, and that's another problem that should be introduced by the government, because how are we going to tackle racism when we don't really know what are the numbers? Mm-hmm. And you can see that from our statistics, we recorded 217 incidents last year, when the official statistics that were collected by the Gardaí is around 69, I think.
Okay, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners, Teresa, that can help you in any way?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everyone, if you ever witness or experience racism, please come forward, report it to stopracism@immigrantcouncil.ie, or otherwise you can also log on to iReport, that is run by Inner Ireland.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us, Teresa. Pleasure talking to you, and I'll be talking to you again soon as well, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the invitation. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.